to Neil's take.
When I was younger, I'm sure I remember people saying that you need less sleep when you are older. Now I have reached the mature years, I can state categorically that, for me anyway, this is a myth. I seem to need a good 8 hours, and Mrs. H could sleep for England. Waking her is like trying to raise Rip Van Winkle when he still has a few years to go. There are also age-related problems to a good night's sleep, especially for men. When I was in my prime, I could go out, sink a few pints, and slumber till the alarm went off. These days, after only a couple of pints, the need to go to the loo invariably wakes me in the middle of the night. I stagger to the toilet, and by the time I'm climbing back into bed, I'm wide awake. My brain switches on, and sleep is off the agenda. Mrs. H has, of course, offered advice on how to relax and drop off again. Try and get the mind to focus on nice things, she says. What are they, for goodness sake? A cool pint of ale? No, that creates totally the wrong image in the mind. Shipwrecked on an exotic desert island, perhaps. England winning a test series, maybe. No, that's a bit far-fetched. How about looking forward to morning and Mrs. H bringing me a full English in bed? No, that really is fantasy land. Another option she has suggested is to try breathing exercises. Breathe in deeply through the nose, then exhale slowly through the mouth. Do that 3 or 4 times and you start to relax. Did it work? Nope. Lavender oil is supposed to help. Mrs. H has put some drops on a tissue and placed it on my bedside unit. Smells nice, no effect. If I've had a sherbet or two, I do drop off as soon as my head hits the pillow, and apart from the loo trip, I do sleep solidly. But according to Mrs. H, I am restless, so it wouldn't have been quality sleep. And there was another problem. Honestly, you should have heard yourself last night, Mrs. H exploded. You were huffing and puffing. You always do it when you've been drinking. I'm surprised you didn't wake yourself up. I kicked you, and you'd go quiet a bit, then you'd start up again. Apparently, I also migrate from my side of the bed at night. I woke up and you were over my side of the bed, said an exasperated Mrs. H. You were breathing all over me. I kicked you and you didn't move. I put both my feet on you and shoved you, and you still didn't move. I thought, he's dead. But he's still warm. Well, I suppose he would be still warm if he only just died. Then you turned over. I was deeply touched by her concern that I might have slipped away. I heard recently that for a good night's sleep, you shouldn't have a meal after 8 o'clock. Ha, fat chance of that. Mrs. H has so much to do in managing shady pines that by the time we eat, the sun is way over the yardarm. This has a knock-on effect. Eating late means late to bed. So we have become night owls. By the time I clamber into bed, I'm ready to sleep. So why, with no alcohol, can't I sleep the night through? Ah, just a thought. Maybe Mrs. H gets restless, and it is she who wakes me up. Will you tell her or shall I?
I'm sure a lot of us can identify with all that you've said there, Neil, and I'm not sure that our next piece is going to help at all, because it is